1st of August, Rabbi Shragi, tell us how to take Maisa properly.
The rules of a Sunday morning shiur. As I was walking this morning, so somebody told me the rules of the Sunday morning shiur. You can't come in Sunday morning shiur, it's 9:50 in the morning. Maita Shabbos is shining, we're almost beholt in Halzach by Kotzen Avram, still holding in the middle of Havdalah. You can't come in Sunday morning, say, some one rule was, no chumras. That was one rule. Another rule was, there has to be life to Zachin, you know, Agid has to walk away from a Sunday morning shiur, that he feels like he gained something. Like, well, you know, it doesn't feel like somebody's taking something from him. Shkes. Yeah, perfect. This is the rules. So it reminds me of the story. Yankel the Miser. I remember Yankel. Yankel the Miser. He was drowning. Yankel, he would never ever open his hand. Never would open his hand, not for anything. And he was drowning, never. And they said, Yankel, Yankel, give us your hand, Yankel. And Yankel said, nay, never in my whole life, ever. Yankel, I put out my hand. I'll never do it. And they screamed, Yankel, as Madame Tamayach garnished. We're not taking from you anything, Yankel. And that's our voice say, is that Dhamma, the Tereshia. And Ramis will start out, no chumras, no heavy things, we call it. We'll start out with a few Shulchan Aruch, no Musar. We'll start out with a few Shulchan Aruchs in Simin Remez. Remez, the grace is Zach, in Simin Reish Mem Zayin. It's a Remez for great things. And the Shulchan Aruch gives you the guidebook. Said the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Rambam, when he starts these halachas in Matanis Lamiyim, in Perek Yud, the Rambam says that you have to be Zoyer in the Mitzvah Tztaka, Yoysa Mikola Mitzvahs. I have a right, the Rambam doesn't say that in many other places. And he says, Yoysa Mikola Mitzvahs. So even if you don't know Rambam by heart, but he says you have to be Zoyer in the Mitzvah Tztaka more than all of the Mitzvahs. Rambam, Shulchan Aruch starts out, Mitzvahs are saying things Tztaka, Kifi Asagas Yad, Kam Atom Mitzvahinu, on this week's Parsha and Parsha Sreyevel. Mitzvahs, I say, yesh, lois, I say, this is love, this is not say, like sick, but it's called an island. If you don't give, you're called Blial. Blial is very bad. It's called a Blial. Call an island, made him become Blial, because the oivin of a disorder. And the Rambam goes on, he says, he's not from Zerevram. The Rambam says, a chidish la'aloch. It's not the Rambam. A person that you see doesn't give tzedakah, you have to check his yichas. You have to check his yichas. It can't be in the shtayit. You have to check his yichas. Doesn't buy us, it doesn't make sense. Now they once did a survey of a certain president. He was the biggest philanthropist of all the presidents, and they did a cheshbon of exactly how much he gave. And he was a very big philanthropist. It came out that he gave almost 0.7 of his earnings. That's not a percent. It's a little more than half a percent of his earnings. By us in Yiddishkeit, such a person, we would call him Blial. Oyved Avei Dezada. We say such a person, Zichen Harayid, you'd have to check his Yichas. Said the Shulchan Aruch Baita, Ume Oyed Yesh Lizareba. Ki Yashu Shiyavu Deish Yichas Domin. Such an Avedic can come with Deish Yichas Domin. Shulchan Aruch goes Baita. Lo Eilam Eim Adamani Minat Tzedaka. Menem Kamayach Gomish. You never get poor from Tzedaka. Veloi Dover Avalei Hezik Miskal Gal Yada. Nothing ever bad will happen to a person as a result of giving Tzedaka. Vayam, my second Tzedaka V'Shalom. Kolam Merachem Alim, a person wants Rachmanis. Everybody can say Chaskulis. Now nowadays, the stranger the school is, Nam Segula. The stranger the school is, and I tell you, go to a tree, you dance around backwards, you close your eyes, you say upside down, you say, sure, Nam is backwards, and you get the Rachmanis from Bayri Olam. Shulchan Aruch, this is an easier way. Says Shulchan Aruch, Kolam Merachem Alanim, Akadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Alav. A person's Merachem Alanim, and Bayri Shalaylam's Merachem Alanim. Yitin Al Adam Elib, Bashum Avakish, Kosh Eisiz Mibgid. That's a chayim. Yet the minute, every second, you ask Bayri Shalaylam, you ask Bashef for what you need. A person thinks about that for a second, you need this, you need everything in life. You should hear the Shabbos Aniyim. Gam Yitel Libo Kugal Gal Chayze Ba'Ilam. You think, yes, the Bitzer Eich Amench. And what's the time? Dine clock. And what's the time? That's how it works, Abayi Say. It goes around, what comes around. It goes around, what comes around. Shulchan Aruch goes weiter. Again, this is not a base of Cairo. It's not you do it for his mutzvah for him. It's a sefer Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha sefer. The Halacha is, and the name from Eich Donish. Had stuck the Doich Exeidus Koshis. Stuck the Doich Exeidus Koshis. The Murad Tatsum Mimabit Kamashir Lutzar. The Himash Sheris. Then the Amma ends the Simen. But even, if that wasn't enough, because Sunday morning Shir, Sunday morning is rules. He has to come out, he has to gain. He has to come out, he has to be rich. I'm under the impression, somebody told me this morning, this is the end of the English fiscal year. Am I wrong? The end of the year, people did their accounts, etc. I'm wrong. Okay, that'll be the first time I'm wrong this year. It'll be the last. Okay. The, The I say to you, the Shimon Nish, the Vandriya, about Kampanit, the end of certain fiscal years, we'll say, and a person, he wants to come out rich, you know, he wants to go into the next year as a Shanakim, he wants to go into the year rich. So the Ramah gives an Eitzah. The Himash Sheris, Maisa will make you rich. The also when asks Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're never allowed to test a Bashefer except in one thing. Ki in the double Z, or bechanuli the double Zois. This is Rabbi Tzai, Dagdom, Shochnarach. Halacha Maisa. The shaylos will go through Teshka. The shaylos will go through today are. I think the problem is a lot of people, they get turned off from Meiser. They get very nervous. It doesn't work. You know, it's too confusing. It's too complicated. They don't feel like they can do it. And sometimes it feels too hard to give that amount, etc. I think we'll go to it today. We'll see how easy it is. And the emphasis is that really, the truth is, I was thinking, you know, if a person would come, but he would come over here and they'd tell you, no, he's going to come today and he's going to tell you how to put your affairs in order and how to make money and how to actually start making some, you know, profits with your money and start doing something. How many people would come to the shiur? How many people, I don't know if we'd have more than this, but how many people would they pay? There'd be a thing by the door. You have to pay, you know, face. You have to give a certain amount of money. This person's going to help you for the rest of your life. Right? So, you know, today, I'm not going to ask for the money. But our kohanim will see today that what I'm coming to do today is the baisai. It's going to make your life much better. I'm making you rich. We're trying to make you rich today. Bezal Hashem. So the chavsiyar in Reish Chav Dalit, he starts out, and then once you have this havana of the chavsiyar, everything is so simple. So the chavsiyar, he asked him, how does ma'isa work? How does it work, the whole thing? When it comes to regular ma'isa, we understand your ma'isa 10% of the whatever's in the produce of the ground. But over here, says the Chavetz, we know there's kolinei diburim when it comes to your panasa, when it comes to your money, that we know it's maybe something about we put into the cheshbin about workers, how much does it cost for your workers, for your clothing, for your business. We'll have to see all the rules today. But the Chavetz says, by Meister it doesn't work like that. By Meister it's very simple. What comes out of the ground, we don't care how much you put into the ground, we don't care if you use tractors, we don't care if you use trailers, we don't care what you use, and you have to do 10% of whatever comes out of the ground, you have to be Meister. There's no cheshbin, you don't make questions, no question. How does it work by Meiser? Says the Chavetz Chaim, understanding in Reish Chav Dalet, which is the whole Yisoyed of Hilchos Meiser. See, from here goes, everything goes. Some of the Chavetz Chaim has a big difference. Some of the Chavetz Chaim, when the seed goes into the ground, that which it comes out, a plant, a tree, an apple, a fruit, that's a nes negelo. You put in something, you put in a seed, that seed that you put in gets broken down, destroyed, it's gone. What comes out is total nes. Total absolute nes. And so such a thing, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, every time, if I give you this nace, I want 10%. The fact is, it goes in, you have no connection, that you didn't do anything. You put in something, fakir, what you put into the ground, got destroyed, the seed, out comes fruit, out comes apples, such a thing about it, you have to take mice, you can't ask any questions. Hashem came, said the Chavisar, when it comes to parnasa, so then it's a nace nister. It doesn't say it's not nace, Chavisar. But it's a nace nister. Anybody who knows how to make a parnasa knows it's a nace. A nice minister, why? Because it seems like you're doing something. You're doing your shtablis, and Alice, your shtablis comes parnasa. But we know it's taka nice minister because it's what the shtablis do, and that's love that comes over there, and everybody knows what we're talking about. Okay. So he says, it can't be that it works with the regular rules of Meister, the regular rules of Truma. It's a whole different halacha, says the Chavetz Chaim. He says, what's the halacha? Totally different. It has nothing to do with regular Trumas and Meister. Says the Chavetz Chaim. You know what the halacha is? The halacha is that when it comes to Meister, you become Chavrusa mit HaKadosh Baruch. That's the lashon of the Shvitz Yankiv. When he asks him, the Chavetz Chaim says, you know what it is? It's a partnership with Boirei Olam. It's a partnership. You become Boirei Olam's partner, he becomes a 10% partner, and you become a 90% partner. It's a very good deal. He puts in all of the nates, Rebbeinu Shalom, he puts in all the backing, and all the sloth, and every single aspect. You get 90%, then you have to give your very, very loud, not silent partner, you have to give him 10%. And the Shvitz Yankiv says, Chavruzei Kakishma, and the Chavetz Chaim and other Chavetz say yes, you become Chavetz with the Bairi Oilam. And the Chavetz Chaim and Abbas Chaim said in Perek Hof in Chayin Lepay, he said, this Indian of tzedakah, this type of tzedakah of giving Meister is the biggest form, is the best form of tzedakah, because you turn all of your profits into Shekel HaKodesh. You turn your mundane business business. Till now you were working, and you also gave tzedakah. It's two separate things. Now comes along this concept, this mahalik of meister, and it turns that all of your profits, every single thing, everything he does, is now I'm working with the Bari Yoylo. Now we're working together. What haslacha person is going to have when he works together with Bari Yoylo? Every penny, every poot, every arbit that he's doing, every knock of the kaddish that he does, he's doing a meister for the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's a whole different way of working. He goes to work in the morning. He feels like, oh, I got to make a parnasis. Then I'm working for Bari Yoylo now. I'm bringing the Bari Yoylo schayuk. I'm giving him 10%. And that's a voice. We'll see. This is the whole yisayid of meister. The yisayid of meister is that he is a partner. Rebbeinu Shloim is a partner. He's a 10% partner. Now I want to explain a few questions before we start the topic. He's my partner. Once he's my partner, you start to understand the Rabbi's side. If you have a regular, don't you understand that all the cash is on me? You should have a Rabbi's side. If you have a partner, you're not a partner. He puts in 10%. We won't call him Rabbi Shalom for a minute. He puts in 10%. You put in 90%. And now you want to know, well, in the business, you got to rent the store, and you have to buy the inventory, and you have to pay the workers, and you have to pay babysitters, and you have to have a certain type of car. You know, you can't, you own a little Optimo, you own a corner store, you have to have a Rolls Royce. You can't just drive up to work in a certain way. If that's what's required in your business, you need that to show a certain level of importance. You need a certain type of a suit. You need a certain type of this. All those things that are called business expenses. If it's traveling expenses, sometimes it's a business lunch. No, all these things that are called business expenses, say the Goyim Rav Moshe and the Mechas Yitzchak, Lefidus Havon in the Chavetz Yar, it's very simple. When I would come to make the split with my partner, we won't call him Rebbeinu Shalom for a moment, that 10% split that I'm making with my partner, when I would make that split with him, would I first take, before I give, I'm going to give him his share, before I take off the business expenses of Abinat, first he would take off the business expenses, and then we would split the profit. That's what a partnership is. And if you don't believe me, it's in Klesh Mishput, in Shimon Reish comes Hayim. That's how it works. Anything that's considered now, what's considered business expense that we have to spend an entire shiur on? But everybody would have to ask a question. If I buy this suit and I decided I want to get a little bit more, but for the business I didn't need that type of suit. So I once asked that question to Eliashin. I said, whatever you need for the business, that you take off. The extra, that's for you. That's for you. That's not going to be deductible. And everybody's going to have to make their own cashfinis. He bought a car like this. He could have got away. He has to get to work every day. He doesn't need a car for the importance. He needs a car because he needs to get from point A every day to point B every day. So why do you have to buy that fancy car? No, so that already, you're not going to be able to deduct from myself. But that which I need to have transportation, all the parking in the city, it's not easy to park in the city. Parking in the city, that comes off. That's a business expense. I can't consider that I made a profit until I deduct that. Now, after I deduct that, now I can look, what was my profit? Same thing with the rent, same thing with the babysitter. A lady goes to work every day and she has to have a babysitter. So that babysitter is a business expense. No, if she has a cleaning help, etc., and the reason why she has this cleaning help is otherwise she wouldn't be able to work, that's not pushing. Because that's her job to clean the house in her exuba. It says it's her job to clean the house. That's already not so push at the roadside. So that already, maybe it's not called deductible. The big shiloh says Ramesha in Kufman Alec discusses taxes. And this roadside is certain taxes that's push it. There's no shiloh that they are called them deductible. But what I mean is you don't start cheshbening, did you make a profit, until you cheshben this. That's already what we call the regular income tax. That obviously everybody understands. It's not, when you split with your partner, of course you're not going to split with your partner until you realize what was the income tax, because that's not considered I made a profit. If I have to give this amount, $10,000, $20,000, I've got to give all that amount to income tax, so then the amount of profit only starts after. Other taxes is about a world war. Ramesha goes, if it's, again, it's hard for me to say the names that Ramesha is using because those are taxes again in America, and it's hard for me to say the taxes in Chassid is using because those are taxes that are again in Eretz Yisrael. He talks about Arnona, and Ramesha is talking about Social Security. So everyone has to know, I don't know what the other taxes on this country are, but there seem to be there are basic taxes, like health insurance. You pay a separate tax, I don't know, everybody knows their own country, but there's basic taxes you pay which are not related to your income. You're not related to your income. This already, a person would probably, the fear of Moshe for sure, he would taka not be able to deduct from the cheshbon, because that's considered he had a gain. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the Minchas Yitzchak is chayuk.
And the chassidah holds that not all taxes he starts making his cheshbon of profit only after. That's to do with different cheshbonis than if a person would not make any income. This I once discussed the arichas with the sheva the later Rav Osner there, that if a person wouldn't be making any income, he would be considered a welfare case, and they wouldn't be charging him anything. So then you see that it's only as a result of income. Okay, but this advice again, the ikkah right now is to bring up the concepts, and then the chazil of mother, I don't have to ask child is after. But that's number one. Number two, the day-to-day. In day-to-day living, as I was walking over, one of the Talmidei Chachamim, he asked me a question. In day-to-day living, you know, can I deduct my expenses? You know, we're trying to figure out what's considered profit. So can I take off for, I have to buy myself shoes, and I have to buy my, that's for the business expense. I have to have food. Can't live without food, you can't go to work if you didn't eat, right? It's a business expense maybe, right? So the Emes, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chofetz Chaim in three places, and Rav Moshe, and the Birkei Yosef, and really, kimat all the places in Achayim, they all say, no, it doesn't work like that. That's already your expense. That's once you have profit, now what do you do with your profit? So you buy yourself a house, you buy yourself a car, you buy yourself food, you buy yourself clothing. That's, of course, within your profit. Now why do I make a mention of this? It seems posh, it's obvious, there's nothing more obvious than this. That's what your profit is. The Emes is, there's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which seems to be a quote from a Knesset Sakedayla, which seems to be a quote from the Avkas Roichel, which is the base Yosef Taka, is Shubha Sefer. And over there it seems to say that for day-to-day expenses, you don't start making the Cheshbon of Meiser until you figured out your day-to-day expenses. Now, the only reason I even bring this down is because all of the Achrayim that write on the Kitzur are all just trying to figure out where this line in the Kitzur comes from. The Mezgaris HaShulchan, the Sefer on the Kitzur, and the Shar B'Tzion Bar Lacha Rav Brown, they all write that this Kitzur, it didn't appear in the first Kitzur, it didn't appear in some kind of conspiracy going on, I'm not exactly sure, but it seems to be that it wasn't in the first Kitzur, and you look in the Knesset like a Dalila where he's quoting this from Matisyahu, which is a direct quote of the Avkas Roichel, and everybody's just trying to figure out that this can't be, and everyone just brings it down to be Chaylik. So I have to just bring it down to be Chaylik. But there's no question about Lacha Maisa, that you cannot put your day-to-day expenses into the cheshbon. First you have to see what's your profit, and then once you have the profit, then it's your problem to buy yourself food and clothing, etc. We saw, if it's a business lunch, I wouldn't have bought lunch like that. I would have bought a bagel. I had to buy a fancy lunch because it was a business expense. So then you would not take off for the bagel, but you have to have the bagel regardless. But for the extra amount that you went for this business expense, so then that would be able to take off for Meister. You have to work these things out. These things aren't easier, boys. You know, I don't know, taxes might be nicer than your partner with the Baruch Shalom. You have to work it out. If a person goes on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, well, he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to do business. So that a business expense? So is that a business expense? I don't know. I asked this question to Shaul Yashik once. He says, it depends what the ikker is. What's the ikker kavanah, what the person is going for? He's going to Eretz Yisrael. What's the shayla? What the ikker purpose of what? So he said, depends what the ikker purpose of what the chid is. That's the point on my side. That's the cheshbon of how to make the mice. Now, the gabay. How do you make the cheshbon? There's a sefer called Shar Frayim. It's not the Shari Frayim. It's Shar Frayim. And it's been brought down by all the poskim. And there's a whole community dayanim. Let me explain about this. If a person wants to figure out his profit, it's not so easy. Anybody who knows anything about accounting, it's not so easy. How do you do it? You make a 3-month cheshbon. Maybe every single thing I make, so I should see, did I make a profit on this and take my from that? And there are poskim that hold like that. I tell you, advice, it's very difficult. To do it like that, it's kimat impossible, number one. And number two, it's a little bit negative seichel. It's a little bit hard to understand. Because if we're trying to say that we're partners with the Rebbe Shalom, I mean, all the gains that I make, that means, we'll see in a moment, that means in Yerushas, it means in tax, rebates, etc. And all monies that a person makes, if he would win the lottery, and all money he makes, he and the Rebbe Shalom are partners. But if he's going to start having the cheshbon in every single time, did I gain, did I not gain, every single time he makes a puta, first of all, it's very difficult, and number two, it's very not the stopper. Because that's not cool that I make profit. You win some here, you lose some here, you win some here. So, bipashtis, there has to be an amount of time. Is it 3 months? Some place can take 3 months. Some place can take 6 months. Some place can remesha. He says, you can even do a year in the Shar Frayim is much like that. If it's easier for you to do a year, but you have to take a certain amount of time. And within that time, you have to take cheshbon in all of the gains and all of the losses. And you have to cheshbon in, and now you'll be able to see the mashal. Somebody asked me a few months ago, he had a geneva. And the geneva, they stole the inventory. Does that go into the cheshbon of things that it's not considered a gain now? Now when he's trying to figure out his profits. So then his profits are far less, obviously, now, because he had a Gnezer. I asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, there's no Shaila that such a thing, as long as it's within that year, or 3 months, or 6 months, whichever is his time period, for figuring out what is his gain, so then he would be able to deduct that, and it's not considered any gain. So let's say he lost $80,000, 80,000 pounds he lost in the Gnezer, but he made that year 140,000 pounds. So then the profit, of course, would be 60,000 pounds, and he would have to take Maisa from that. One of the difficulties of taking Maisa, people always say, does it have to be exact? And Emes is, if you look in the Pesach Shuvah on the page in the Yeridei Simeration and Tess, his Mashma does not have to be exact. But it's Yadua that in Bnei Brak, the Chazanish, and Chaim Kanievsky has a Sefer on these in Yonim, and it's Yadua in Bnei Brak, and Emes, I even asked Rav Yash once, and they said, that Maila, becoming rich, of your money becoming Mamish, should it for the Kazan Baruch, it's got to be exact. 10%. So most people, they hear this, and they turn out. It's not possible. Impossible. How do I know it's impossible? Because the Shevet Alevi writes in the Tshuva, it's impossible. To do an exact 10%, you can make the descent to the Pruta. Has to be 10% exactly. But the Shevet Alevi is the Pesha, Asa Pesha hit there. In the same shtickle, he says, what's the big deal? Why? I don't know why. Everyone gets so nervous. So you say, Yid, anyways, the Yid didn't have problems. They just want to give so much. It's a problem. You have to work on it. But the Yid, he wants to give. So the Yid, you tell the Yid, Herzachai. Whatever, he makes a tznai, very simple, like all of the tznai in the world. Everything that I give till 10%, I want that to be meister. Anything more than that will be tzedakah. You'll also go to Gan Eden and the highest place, and it'll also be the Eichad Exegis. So then you got the exact. Whatever I gave till exactly 10%, you'll just be a little bit mathman up Sunday morning. And you'll be a little bit mathman. Make sure you give 10.1% so you don't run into shilas, run into problems. And then you know that whatever you gave, 10%, you become shifted for Pai Be'ailam, and I just made you rich. Let me get Vaita, please. The shilas. The shayla of matanis, presence, everything. It says, "V'koylasher titein li." The emesis. I see. Just a look. He didn't say we chayev to give meiser. We're not chayev. We're talking meiser. We're talking tzedakah. Chayev, nish chayev. So the emesis. I wasn't going to talk about this because I was afraid if I start talking about this, you're not going to get up. They might make a hafganah. He's talking about chayev. It's a yid. They're going to start checking my yichas. He's a yid. The fact that zakasha, I chayev to give meiser. Nish chayev to give meiser. This was talking the laws. What do I need this for? But I'm going to mention the maimar mosger. Mamish maimar mosger. That I was once at a shir, it bothered me terribly, so I'll just mention it. And the seed got up and he spoke about Ayachayiv Meisim. So he brought down the Siddur, the sheet of the Taz, and other places in the Yachayiv Deraisa, the Taz is in kindness and the Tess, which brings us to three, maybe Yachayiv Deraisa. And the Taz says, you have these Chayiv Rabbanan in Yeridei, and Simchin Namat Aleph, the long one at the end of Yeridei. And the Bach is Shver, his father in law says, he says, no, Yachayiv Deraisa, Yachayiv Rabbanan, it's a mimic of all Yisrael. So this Yid got up and he gave a whole shiur about this. He said, you know, it's a minig, it's not clear, this, that. So I'll tell you, the emesis is that this Yid was, he's mistaken in 2 points, unfortunately. Number one is that the emesis, if you look in the Paiskim, right Paiskim, Taka holds to Rabbanan. I must made a list, I don't have it in front of me. It was about 23 to 16. Better. So right Paiskim holds either the right to Rabbanan. But I don't understand, because the other 16, the other Paiskim that were saying, hold that it's a minig, they just made it worse for us. They didn't make it better. Because once it's a minig of Kol Yisrael, says the Birkei Yosef, another Paiskim, the Chasim Sefer. In 7 places, once it becomes a minig of Kol Klal Yisrael, so then it becomes a neder. Then it becomes like a deraisa. And then there's no shayla. You can't say, oh, I'm not holding of that minig. Let's piss it. Then we're for sure going to check your yichis. And the fact that, if it's a minig, it becomes a minig of Kol Yisrael, and then it's even more of a chayvis on you. And we'll see that has not gemimis. So then it is, tell a yid, his yemuchayv, nishmuchayv, minik. But the emesis is where this yid made the biggest mistake, is that if you look in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the Avos Chesed, up here the Rambam, in Perek Yud Ches, and the Rambam's not in Perek Yud Ches, Avos Chesed is in Perek Yud Ches. The Chofetz Chaim says over there that nowadays it's ma'oid, ma'oid, ma'oid yitachin, that there's a chiyav medina to give ma'isa. And I can't even go into maybe ma'chaymish, but that already is what to be made along the sheet of Rabbi Yerucham. There might be a chiyav medina according to everybody, min ha'toyra. Why? Because Rabbi says, don't get confused. There's something called tzedakah, and there's something called meiser. I don't want to confuse the island, but basically what it means is that meiser is, we'll call it, a religious tax. You have to have so some kind of a ruchniyistic charge, recharge, you become partners with the Rebbeinu Shalom, like we explained, and that's what's called maisa. But tzedakah, he comes over, he puts his hand out, you have to put money. That's this week's parasha. Like Sa'amitz, if you know he's not an ani, you don't have to put money. If you have a suffix the maisa l'chamra. You know, if he's a collector for somebody else, so then it doesn't have that iser. But if he himself is an ani, there's a chiyuv of tzedakah, there's a chiyuv, like the regular din tzedakah before maisa. Even if there wouldn't be a din maisa, there would be a chiyuv to give such a person tzedakah. I call banim Rabbi Zayin. Tzedakah b'chayim. Nowadays, like the Lashon Rambam, it's called chayim aniyim. There's aniyim, unfortunately, around, and we live in a small world, and we know that there's aniyim anywhere. We know it's not like in the olden days. You lived in your shtot. If there's aniyim, there's aniyim. If there's not, there's not. Now we live in a very small world, and even within our own little shtot over here in London, we know about aniyim. And even if we wouldn't, but it's a very small world, and we know about the aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. We know about the aniyim in America. We know about the aniyim everywhere. So that becomes called chayim aniyim, and then it could be that medina, according to all Poiskim, Rishonim, and Achronim that ever lived, you might have a chiyuv anyways to give Meiser Minatoyim, Tzedakah. So I'm not going to come to talk about the Elachiv now, but just going to come today to talk about how to do it. Now, the other shayla becomes a vice on presence. Is presence considered chayra, kayla, sher, titein, li, says the Gemara? Everything. You have to give maizer and kayla, sher, titein, li. And that would mean that if a person gets presents, and there's two different types of presents. First of all, there's allowance that you give your kids. Kids of all the bachim always ask me, and I say, so, my father gives me money, do I have to take maizer from him? We'll see that shayla. Bar mitzvah presents, chasana presents, etc. All these presents you have to give maizer from. So the emphasis is you have to know that person say absolutely. Why not? That's like whatever you get, you have to get the dishwasher. You got a $2,000 dishwasher, you have to give $200. You have to give $200 mice. There are paiskim like that. That's one shita. I would say, right paiskim say that the minig is not like that. The minig is, now let me explain. There's two parts of this minig. When it comes to actual washing machines, dishwashers, items, etc. So I would say right price can hold that you don't have to give maaser on that. And the understanding is, let me explain what I said. If I give you a washing machine, if I give you a dryer, I buy you a car. So let's say, Bakr came to me a few months ago, Bakr asked me, he said, his father gave him money in the beginning of the year, and his father told him, but you can't buy cigarettes. So Bakr asked me, am I allowed to buy cigarettes? My father doesn't know, and this and that. So I told him, it's something you're not going to keep it out of the aim. It's like the fun of, he's not going to find out. You don't want him to find out, so he can work it very hard that he should. But the only thing is you're a gazan. You're a gazan, and then you're a gazan, that's gazan. Because if somebody gives you money, he gives you money and he makes a snack. He says, here's the money, it's $1,000. You're allowed to use this money on Tuesdays. You're not allowed to use this money on Wednesdays or Thursdays. You're only allowed to use this money on Tuesdays. If you use that money on Tuesday, you're a god. He took the money, that's a time. He's allowed to be matzal time. When dad gives you the money, and he says, here's the money, with this money you can't buy cigarettes, he's saying, this is your money, but you can't buy something with it. So now, what happens? Somebody gives you a matana. Sometimes out the bubble, she gives you, here's 50 pounds. And she says, but I want you, I don't want you, I know you, give it to tzedakah, this, that. I want you to go and buy yourself something nice with it. So she was just matzal tonight. She's not a bad person. She's not a bad person. She gave you the money and she made it snide. So now to take that money and to go and buy with that money what she said you can't go and buy or to give from that money. When she said you're not permitted to give, so that's considered that you're going against it snide and you wouldn't be allowed to. So therefore, if a parent, he gives his child money and he says, this kid, I don't want you giving maaser. I don't know. I would say you'd want a mechanech the kid to give maaser, but fine, let me explain about this. The lundus is not, some people say, don't give maaser this because I gave maaser. That's narish time. Now the money is his money. You gave him the money. And he has his own chi. But if you say, don't give money, without explaining, don't give money, no explanation. So then when you gave him this money, you say, I want you to use this money for this, but not for tzedakah. So you put a tznai in it. So that's the voice I tell Lachan. I always tell Bachim, they want to know that you have to take maaser in our money, not maaser. I tell them, ask your parents. And that's what I read from Moshe Steinbach. Shlita. He said, ask their parents. If the parent says, I don't want you giving maaser, they're machbid. So when they're giving, the only thing is that once they gave the money already, so now, I don't know if it works, I'm afraid. Now he gets, it's up to me. And then he changed his mind. Maybe at first he just, a lot of times the parents just gave the money. They say, here's the money, do what you want with it. Do what you want with it. In English means it's yours. It's yours. Do whatever you want. And of course, in such a situation, you have to give maaser. There are poiskim that say that when a person gets a present, it's the same idea. Somebody gives a present, he gives you a $100 check. So what's he doing? He wants you to have the $100. Same thing. You'll get the $100 and don't give it for Maisa. I think that's very sure. If the Rambam says that we have to check his fellow Zichas to see if he's a Yid, we have to check his Zichas. So if he doesn't say it explicitly that he has $100 and I don't want you to, I think we can assume that he's giving it to you. This is your money, and the best thing you can do with your money is to use it for Maaser. But again, if he says it explicitly, that already is a Kepeda. He gives you an allowance and says you're only allowed to use this for such and such, you're not allowed to use it for other things, so then he has every right to say that. I would say, a person wants to be Mechanech his kids, you know, Bar Mitzvah presents, I would say this is a great opportunity to teach a child that this is what we do with our money, this is how we get rich. You're teaching a child how to get rich. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want to be Mechanech a child in such a wonderful Chinuch. But I'll upon him, the other matonis, cars, this, that, an apartment, somebody buys you an apartment, somebody buys you a car, a dishwasher, these things, this already one can hear that when I'm giving you that, I can hear it more of a sfana. When I'm giving you a car, I'm giving you a dishwasher, I'm certainly saying, I want you to have this. I'm trying to do you a favor. Not that you're going to have to go and take out a mortgage in order to go and pay off the miser. That one can understand that when he's getting a present, and this is why the Saita said that the minute when it comes to presents, is that people generally do not give meiser on presents. Mashen came when it comes to presents that are money. So that we gave the Gedarim, I think it's quite clear. Now, the other topic, this is a great, great topic from this Rabbi said. First of all, who's chayiv in meiser and to who to give meiser? This is a big topic. So I'm only going to say the kitzur now. We only have a few minutes left. Number one, if a person himself is an ani, what's the getter of an ani? As I once heard from the Eliashiv, again, to go with the Gemaras and the Mishnais and Peah, what's called an ani is not really so applicable nowadays because we don't have their concept, their farming concept. But the basic getter of an ani is somebody who he's not making it and he would have to collect. If he would give Meister, he would have to go and collect. He certainly is potter from giving Meister. The Menchas Yitzchak says such a person should take off the Meister and he should give it to himself. He's the Karav Kaidim. Who gets the ani first? Who gets the Meister first? So the halacha is, you have to know, it's Bemis, it's the pasuk of this week's parasha. The pasuk says, Ki l'il yechdel evyoin mikerav aretz, al-kein anochi mitzalcha. Listen, if you look good in the Tanya de Belio, in Simin Chof Zayin, I think it was, Pasoyach tifcha tziftach es yodecha. And it goes to everyone knows in Simin Reish Mentes, there's a whole in Simin Reish Menalot, there's a whole Seder Kedim who comes first. But just to make it very clear, parents come first. Parents come first. There's no shy with the parents. My Aki the Kaka Pais can say, don't use money for tzedakah for your parents. If you can do it without tzedakah, don't use your parents. Your parents come. Aki the Gemara says that your parents, you don't have to, it's their money. Yeah, their money. If they have money, it's their money. But if they don't have money, the first responsibility is on you. And if you can do it without supporting your parents with tzedakah, do it without supporting your parents with tzedakah. And if you have to come out to tzedakah, Rav Moshe writes, you have absolutely no right to give anybody else tzedakah until you take care of your parents first. And even though the Chosim Seifer says that when it comes to other Kroivim, he says, if it's going to be a Karav Kroivim, so if I have a poor brother, I have a poor this, a poor that, so one rich guy, all the Aniyim that are related to wealthy people, they'll be taken care of, and all the other Aniyim, they won't be taken care of. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, so the Chosim Seifer says, you're right, therefore, split your money. 50% Mishpacha, 50% in the Kroivim, Kroivim going to the levels, brothers, cousins, etc. And then 50% for the rest of the people, Ramesha says, because of Maris Ayin. But Ramesha says that when it comes to our parents, you have no right. You have absolutely no right, the Chalal, to go and spend that money before you took care of your parents. And Vessler, in Chelek, I think he's in page 502, he has a beautiful letter over there. He's writing to his father. His father says that he needed help. And he's so embarrassed that he had to come and ask help from his son. Vessler writes back a letter. How could you be embarrassed? What you did for me? Everything. They'll just read the Lashon Rabbi side. How, what you did for me? Every proof, every step, everything you put into me. And now I have a chance to actually do something back for you. How could you have any pain that I want to help you? And I have to be the Hergish of a Yid. Lemaisa, the there's no shy in the world that a person who supports his son, Kailo, he suddenly, if his son is not rich, he suddenly can use that money for Maisa. The only thing is, I will say, the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashma, that if he doesn't use Maisa money, we know there's a special haftacha. It's even a more special haftacha that whatever money he spends on Taida, so that will come back to him. It seems to be that haftacha, that the money will come back, won't come back al yaday meiser. Meiser, that's already, I asked this question a few times of the Yashik, and he says, no shayla in the world that a person can use his meiser money to support his children in Koyo. However, and it's a big however, when a person goes in to make the shidduch, he should have das milachatchila that he wants to use the money to, you know, he made a deal with the other mechutin that he's going to help the kids a few years. He should have das, he should have in zin that I'm going to use meiser. Because otherwise, it becomes a chiyuv. He was mechayev himself to help support the kids for a few years. And now that he was mechayev himself to help support the children for a few years, so that becomes his chiyuv. You can't pay off his chiyuvim with ma'isa. You can't buy a lulav and an esrog with ma'isa. You can't pay off the aliyah that you bought in shul with ma'isa. You become a chiyuv. If you had das, if you had enzim that when you bought the aliyah, so you didn't have to buy it. You had enzim when you bought the aliyah, or you had enzim when he pledged money and he knew he was going to give it for ma'isa, then it's allowed. Even in business of ma'isa, sometimes a person works. Sometimes a person works for a stock organization. And he says to himself, you know what? I'm not going to charge them. They're tzedakah. And then 2 months later, he says, okay, I can take that off from Meitzer. No, you can't. If you, milichatchila, had in mind that I want to charge them, and I'm not going to charge them, and I'm going to take it off from Meitzer, kilo, I'm going to give them a bill, and then I'm going to cancel the bill. Then that's okay. But if he didn't charge them, so then already, you have no right now at this point to take it off from Meitzer, because you already did it. You have no right. Ramosh has a tshuva. Is a person allowed to take off mice? He knows he's making a chasen in 2 years, in 4 years, in 5 years. And he wants now already to be able to take off the money, to be able to help his child, to support him in learning, to help him, etc. In all these cases, is he allowed to do that? So Rav Moshe writes, is. But I did hear he is. He's allowed already at this point, right now, Rav Moshe says. Rav Shimon Halevi writes that at the point when a person starts thinking about the chasen is, he's allowed right now to set aside that mice for which tzedakah? For the tzedakah of the car of kaidim, of the children. He should still, of course, give 50% to other tzedakahs, etc. But I once heard a beautiful answer from the guy of Mr. Kerelitz. He said, but why do you want to just keep that money tied up when according to some Paiskim it doesn't work? Take that money and do the highest form of tzedakah right now with that money. Make it a gemach. Say he takes off $10,000, $20,000, he's got $40,000 in this gemach over the course of the next 4 years, and he's lending it out, he's constantly getting mitzvahs into the highest form of tzedakah. And then at the end of those 4 years, he gets the money back, most of it. And then he can use it for his children. And that's my point size. The aim is to get rich. I'll end my point size with... I'll end my point size with a bracha. Is that, like the Shulchan Aruch says, no rab will come from tzedakah. He'll get rich from tzedakah. Le'oilam ein ani become shum hezek from the tzedakah. And we should all be zayichet to that bracha of Ashiris. The Oishu in Oilam Hazeh that the Shulchan Aruch promises. And the Oishu in Oilam Hava. And Rabbi Sai, it's a gal gala chesed of Oilam. Whoever takes care of the aniyim in this world, the Rebbeinu Shel Oilam will take care of him.